It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. You can say I kind of blew in here.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the warm weather yesterday? Well, you weren't in town, were you?
No, I was out west on a hunting trip.
How was it out there?
It was windy.
Because we made the Twin Cities news and everything last night from Madison here. 102 yesterday.
I believe it.
High temperature for the state of Minnesota.
I believe it.
And it was warm. Because I was right at that very time I'd made a trip out to my tower site to make sure the air conditioner was still working in my transmitter building out there. Mm-hmm. It was a nice 72 in there. But yeah, 90, I think it was like 98. Came back into town and looked at the airport reading and 102.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And 40-mile-an-hour winds a little later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so most of the leaves are blowing off the trees. Or it looks like fall out there.
Well, I noticed you got quite a pile in front of the radio station.
Yeah, I got a rake. We don't even have a tree in the neighborhood, so, well, over there, but not in our block.
I think it's coming from the east a little bit over by the bank there.
I think so. I'll call them up and tell them to come get their leaves.
Yeah, see how that goes.
Yeah, right. All right, well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Corporal Dylan Wayne Taylor. Dylan was born on September 20th, 1932 in Marietta and passed away on July 9th, 2004. He entered active duty on January 19th, 1953 in Sioux Falls in the United States Army and was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on December 16th, 1954 at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was with Bravo Battery of the 201st Army Field Artillery Battalion stationed over in Germany during the Korean War. Some medals and ribbons he earned was the National Defense Service Medal and the Army of Occupation Medal for Germany. So we thank you, Dylan, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to the veterans.
Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
That's right. And a salute to our local soldiers, too.
Yes, I heard they returned home this weekend.
Yeah,
good for them, and hopefully they all stayed safe and did some good while they were down there.
Yeah, down helping out to keep things under control in the metro area.
Yep. Like I say, I hope they stayed safe.
Yep. So. Fortunately, I didn't hear anything about any serious injuries too much in that whole thing. So,
no, and there
which
was
is
some,
good considering how bad the whole works.
No, and there was some humanitarian service that the National Guard units did over there, too. So.
Exactly. You don't always hear about the good stuff.
So. No.
Right. All right. Well, let's discuss our topic today. VA has a backlog of claims that has grown to 119,000, has worked kind of came to a grinding halt with the coronavirus thing.
Grinding halt is a good term for it.
Not just there, but everywhere.
Yeah, this article originally appeared in Stars and Stripes, but I found it on the American Legion's website. Backlog of VA claims has grown by tens of thousands of cases since the department halted work because of the coronavirus pandemic. Top VA official said Wednesday there were 119,000 backlog claims as of Wednesday, up from 64,000 in November. Department of Veterans Affairs considers backlog claims for benefits to be those that take longer than 125 days to approve or deny. And, of course, the Undersecretary of Benefits, Paul Lawrence, says, "We're not happy about the backlog." Well, yeah. "Our team is very proud of processing claims quickly, so we want to get to that right away." He testified before the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee alongside VA Secretary Robert Wilkie. Questions from senators focused on the department's response to the pandemic as well as its fiscal 2021 budget request. One senator asked about the claims backlog, which he said had grown significantly since the start of the pandemic. VA stopped performing in-person compensation and pension exams on April 2nd to encourage veterans to stay home and to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. It seems so long ago, April 2nd.
It does, doesn't it?
A lot has changed since April 2nd.
It has.
Yeah.
A lot has changed since, what, about the middle of March or something?
Yeah. They stopped in-person exams on that day to encourage veterans to stay home to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. C&P exams are appointments with doctors during which disabilities are evaluated. The results of the exams helps VA rate veterans' disability benefits, which determines the compensation they receive each month as well as their eligibility for other VA programs. Without the exams, the claims backlog has grown by thousands of veterans are waiting for decisions. The coronavirus pandemic coincided with the start of the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act, which prompted a surge of new claims. The new law made thousands of Vietnam War veterans newly eligible for VA benefits beginning in January. That's veterans who served in the off the coastal waters of Vietnam, within, I think it was 12 nautical miles of the coast of Vietnam. So that just opened up a lot of Navy veterans for eligibility for VA disability benefits for Agent Orange-related claims. They're restarting CNP exams today, actually. To help handle the delay, they asked for Congress to approve legislation that would allow non-physicians, such as nurse practitioners, to conduct the exams. They're already having nurse practitioners conduct exams. You know, certain claims need a physician or a specialist to evaluate, and I can see why that would take so long. But Lawrence also asked that some of the money Congress gave to the VA for its coronavirus response be moved to the Veterans Benefits Administration to help pay employees overtime. In the $2 trillion CARES Act approved March 27th, Congress allotted $19.6 billion to the VA. Department had spent only $2.3 billion of the money as of last week, and other VA officials asked Congress for the authority to transfer it between accounts. Wednesday last week, VA reported that nearly 115,000 of its patients had tested positive for the coronavirus, and 1,284 have died. Nearly 12,000 patients have fully recovered. Out of about 400,000 veterans that are enrolled in the VA healthcare system, I'd say that's not a very big number.
Well, when you put it all in perspective.
Exactly. More information on VA claims, you can contact our office, and there's information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I bet you have that number handy.
You left it out.
I did.
So nice.
I did.
That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
And you are actually there.
We are actually there. You know, we encourage people wear masks, but we don't mandate it.
And you still, if they can, take care of it by phone or internet or whatever,
that'd
be a good idea.
Yep, and I'm asking people to call ahead to make sure I'm there and make sure, I always say that not scheduling appointments keeps the day interesting. You know, so walk-ins are always welcome. But these days, walk-ins are still welcome, but I encourage people to call ahead just to make sure I'm around and I'm available.
Okay, sounds good. So stop in and see ya.
Yeah, please do.
Or give a call.
Yep.
So you're not lonely.
I'm not lonely. I got some office mates.
There's
now.
Plenty to do. You can always come down to the radio station and see us. We're happy to talk.
Yeah.
We're open. All right, well, thanks, Josh. And we will chat with you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Bettinger, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with us here on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in.